Hi, it's Cassie Omkali here, and today I'm going to be doing the sex questionnaire by B. Johns 27. I thought it would be a good way for me to break the ice and introduce myself to you guys. So I've really been enjoying everything I've been listening to so far, so I wanted to join in, and I hope you enjoy. So let's get started. Question one. What is your favorite position and why? I would have to say that my favorite position is probably when a guy is sitting on a couch or in a chair and I can like sit in his lap and curl my body around his. Like wrap my legs around his back, maybe, or my arms around his neck, and I really enjoy being held. So I think that's why. It's a very intimate way to have sex, to make love. So I enjoy that vulnerability that's there as well. That the intimacy, or the whole front side of your body, is open. So it's also very, you know, beautiful thing to kind of lean back and have your body completely open, have that beautiful visual. I've never had anybody not smile. So, yeah, I would have to say that's my favorite. But a very close second, I would have to say, is I'm not opposed to a good bending over. just from a physical standpoint, just from the way my anatomy works, it feels really, really good. A lot of times, depending on my day, depending on my mood, what I need that day, I could go one way or the other. So they're a close one and two right there. Question two. Have you ever been with anyone you thought had a really big dick? If so, what was your reaction when you saw it? And how was the experience? Well, I've been a pretty lucky girl, I think. I've had a couple of pretty massive guys in my life, and it was fun. It was really fun. Big dicks they're great, you know. Some of them are novelty. Some of them are just there for show. It's like, I have this thing. Here it is. I don't really know what to do with it. But some guys are really great, you know, and it's fun. It's like that roller coaster that you see, and you're like, I don't think I can ride that. But I really want to ride that. And I think I'm going to try to ride that. And then you do it. It's fucking amazing. So, it's fun. Yeah. But I think a lot of times it, for me, anyways, it comes down to the confidence that a guy has with women in particular, and how intuitive they are with women and how in tune they are with their partner. You know, are you paying attention to my moans? Are you paying attention to what I'm saying to you? Nothing turns me on more than, you know, a guy that, I mean, could have just an average, nice cock, but he knows that he's a good lover, you know, and he knows that he knows how to please me. So, for me, it's mostly about the interaction and less about the size of your dick, but it's pretty good. I guess I got off on a dick tangent there. Let me actually answer the question for you. Okay, so, yeah, let me think about the first time. The first time, I was younger. I was probably about 18. And, I was with this guy, and it was after a party, and we were kind of fumbling around in the dark. I didn't see it beforehand, so... 'cause I was still young. We were still doing that whole playing with each other in the dark thing. And so we start to have sex. And I'm like, whoa, this is not working. What is going on? And so I actually reached over and I turned the light on because I was like, I have to see this thing. I have to see what's going on. And it wouldn't go all the way in. It was the issue we were having. So I was pretty surprised at that point. I didn't know then that was a thing. I didn't know that was really possible. But at the end, it was fun. It was a really good time. He was a really nice guy. A lot of times when you're with guys like that, and I started learning that night, there's not a lot of positions that you can do and kind of just do with abandon and be wild. You have to kind of keep that control. For me, I prefer when I'm with a guy like that, I prefer to be on top, just so I can have that control, so I can maybe keep my hands on his chest or, you know, on his throat if need to, to keep him under control and to keep him from not, you know, thrusting up and brutalizing me too hard. So, question 3. Do you give head? If so, do you enjoy it? And do you deep throat? Yes, yes, and yes. I enjoy well-rounded sex, I think. I enjoy most aspects of sex. There's not a lot of things that I would say that I'm 100% opposed to. But I think oral sex is fairly common for me. I've always thought it was a natural thing to do. I've always fairly enjoyed it. For the most part, I've had a couple of boyfriends that in the beginning were kind of jerks and a little bit forceful about it, and I wasn't ready to be forced into anything like that. So there was a short amount of time where I was like, yeah, I'm not into it, but I think that was just my experience with them. And deep throating, yes, that's, well, you know, deep throating, it's a skill. And if you want to do it, you can learn. I think it's fun. I don't mind the choking feeling. I don't mind the gagging feeling a little bit. I like my mascara to run a little bit. I like my eyes to water. So some girls aren't into it. They don't like it. I totally get it. It's not always the best feeling. But, you know, sometimes depending on the situation, depending on the person, you know, it's fun. It's a fun thing to do. So... Question 4. How do you feel about cum? Do you like seeing it? Ever been with a guy who shot a lot and were surprised about how much? And where do you prefer it? I would say I'm pretty neutral on cum. I'm not a raving fanatic. I'm not, you know, I don't generally beg for it. I'm not opposed to it either. One thing I'm not a fan of is facials. I don't know, something in me, I just don't like it. But anywhere else is pretty much fair game for me. I like it anywhere else. Just not on my face, in my eyes, kind of in my nose. I just, I'm not into that. But no, I've never had a guy surprise me. No, it's always, no. And where do I prefer it? I kind of like it when a guy pulls out and kind of jerks off on me. So I guess I would say I really like it when a guy pulls out and jerks off on my pussy or on my lower back. Both of those feel pretty good. Question 5. Have you ever done anal? If so, did you like it? If not, are you interested at all? Yeah, I have done anal, and yeah, I liked it. It was good. I've done it a handful of times. Probably some more in the future. I would look forward to it. I would welcome it. I've only done it with a couple of partners, only two partners, long-term partners. For some reason, it always felt like something that I shouldn't really give away too freely. Just because it requires a lot of prep work, a lot of communication. But yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it. Question six. Do you like it rough? Not necessarily BDSM, but would you ever tell a guy to just fuck the shit out of you and hair pulling and spanking? Yeah. I definitely enjoy power play dynamics. I enjoy being submissive. I can be dominant in the right situation. I tend to have to be very dominant in my own personal life, so I look at that as kind of my playtime where I get to let go and I don't have to be the boss and I can kind of just listen. But yeah, I do. I definitely like hair pulling as long as it's done right. I'm definitely into having a big handful of my hair up by the scalp pulled and kind of being led around by my hair a little bit. And spanking, yeah. I'm due for a good spanking. I'm in the market for that right now. Yeah, I wish that was happening more often, actually. I won't get too much into that because I'll start talking too much, but yeah. Question seven. Ever had a threesome? I've had a couple of threesomes. I had a threesome. I've had two threesomes with another girl and a guy. And those weren't necessarily my favorite. They were kind of awkward, I guess maybe because we were a little younger. I was in my early 20s or 18, 19. And they were a little awkward and, kind of not sure of each other and not sure of ourselves and really just weren't mature enough to be having threesomes at the time. But then I did have a threesome one time, and it was actually one of the best experiences I've had. And it was with two women. And it was amazing just because women tend to be just very intuitive and very giving and can kind of read each other very, very well. And at the time, I wasn't even sure that I was very much into women. But these girls, they were amazing, and for some reason, they wanted me, and pursued me relentlessly and ruthlessly until I was just a quivering mess, and I said, yes, take me. I'm a straight girl, but I don't care. And it was pretty amazing. They took turns on me all night. Kind of just pampering me and caressing me and holding me and kissing me and making me come. And, like taking turns, eating my pussy, like going back and forth. It was amazing. I still like think back about that sometimes. It was one of my best sexual experiences. Question eight. Do you watch porn? If so, what kind? Oh God, yeah. Yeah, I watch porn. I shouldn't watch as much porn as I watch. I'm not like addicted. I don't watch a porn every day, but it is a fairly regular thing in my life. I guess there's really mainly two kinds of porn that I like. I actually really like the older, like porn that was shot in the 70s. It's kind of like a movie. It has a plot. Stuff that has like Kay Parker and Raven in it. The early Ron Jeremy stuff that he's in. Just because there's dialogue and it's not so rough and it's not 45 minutes of just straight dick and pussy fucking. So I enjoy that because that's something I can actually sit down and watch and take my time getting turned on and kind of get into the story a little bit, maybe laugh a little bit. And then I also really enjoy watching amateur porn and watching people that have like made homemade stuff or people that have videotaped themselves masturbating. I really like that. But now you guys have turned me on to this audio, and it's pretty much all I've listened to for the last week, so thanks for that. Question 9. Do you talk about your partners with your girlfriends in any great detail? If so, do you ever become curious about a guy because of it? Yeah, my girlfriends and I, we're bad. They know pretty much everything. I probably tell them more than I should. And I've actually eavesdropped on some guys' conversations, and I'm like, you guys are tame compared to the stuff that that my girlfriends and I talk about. For instance, I'll share something with you that a girlfriend just told me recently. We were at dinner, and she was talking about how her boyfriend and her had gotten into choking, and she said that he was choking her while he was fucking her, and that when she came, she almost passed out, and it was like she said she saw stars. And it was like the best like experience that she's ever had. And I've never heard guys, I've never overheard guys talking about like choking their girlfriends and stuff with each other. So yeah, I get into pretty good detail with it. And yeah, I was kind of wondering about her boyfriend a little bit. Question 10 already. Ooh. Do you ever feel a guy's balls smacking you in any position? If so, is it anything noteworthy to you, or do you just notice it? I just notice it. It just feels like skin smacking against skin. I mean, a lot of times I'm focused on something else, either, focused on their cock or on my clit or what they're saying to me or kind of what they're making me do. So it's not necessarily noteworthy to me. Question 11. Ever squirted? Was it with a guy or on your own? Unfortunately, no. I'm in the market for that too. I try. Yeah, I wish. I'm jealous, girls that can do it. Totally jealous of you. And it's not to say that like I have any kind of issues getting wet or having a good time, but like I just have never had anything like fly out of me like you see in porn sometimes. And I don't know if all of that is real, but I mean, my girlfriends have told me that they've done it, and the way they've described it has never happened for me. That's not to say I don't make a mess, but not quite like that. So, number 12. Talk about the best sex you've ever had and why it was so great. Ooh, this is a good question. I should have thought about this before I started this. I don't even honestly know if I can answer that. I've had a lot of good sex, guys. I've been a really lucky girl. I've had some really good partners. Here, I'll tell you about one of the most exciting times. I'll tell you about one of the most exciting times because I can't think of the best. I mean, the partner I'm with now is so intuitive and so amazing. I can't think of one specific time that stands out in my mind because it's just been been great. The most exciting time I had was a time that I got caught having sex in public. And I almost got arrested. So I was at a beach and it was late. It was midnight or so. It was dark outside and it was a beach that had a boardwalk. And this boardwalk had a club. So there were people there partying, but there were people, you know, going down to the beach and stuff. And we were there, and we had been in the club, and we came out, and we went down to the beach, and we ran down a little ways and went skinny dipping for a while, and we were kind of making out and rolling around in the sand, and, you know, just flirting and having fun. He wasn't my boyfriend. He was a friend that I had sex with, fairly frequently for a little time in my life. And we finally decided that we had to find somewhere. We had to find somewhere to go. So we put on our clothes, we put on our wet clothes, and we snuck back up to the boardwalk and we went into the dressing room. And we didn't think that there were cameras leading into the dressing room. Like, we didn't know that, you know, anybody could have seen us go in, and it was so late, it was dark. You know, we thought basically that we were going to get away with this. So we go into the changing room on the boardwalk, and we go into one of the stalls, and it's so late, and there's nobody out there. There's nobody even walking down the boardwalk, you know, so we think we're completely alone. And so we go into one of the stalls, but we don't even go into one that has, like, a lock on the door. We go into one with a curtain because we just fell into the first one that was in there that we ran into when we went in. So immediately we kind of strip down, we wipe off in the sink, and then immediately he sits me down and starts eating my pussy. And we're in the men's changing room, so a few minutes go by, and I'm in heaven because I'm totally into the thrill of, you know, being in a space that I'm not supposed to be in and doing things that I'm not supposed to be doing. And so I'm totally in heaven. And then all of a sudden, a flashlight opens the curtain. And here I am, you know, with this beautiful man with his face in my pussy. And there's a cop staring at me, and I'm not old enough to be here, so I'm not old enough to be here, so it was trouble for a minute. The good ending to the story is that we didn't get arrested, and he did let me go, because I was old enough for consent. I just wasn't quite 18 yet, but that was one of the, being so excited, I cannot remember being that much more excited any other time. It was just so thrilling. But then it was like a nightmare at the end when that flashlight opened the door. I didn't even know. I was like, of course this is what happened. So, well, that was fun. Well, thank you, BJohn27, for putting together this brilliant questionnaire, and thank you if you listened to me all the way through, and maybe listened to some of my laughs and awkwardness and a couple of my dick rants. But yeah, it's been fun, guys. It was great. So I look forward to doing this again soon. Bye.